are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. A very unusual show. Today I'm in Warsaw. If anybody is watching or reading Facebook and Accent on page, probably knows that I am almost 2 weeks already in Europe, in Poland. I had a chance to see with my daughter Krakow. I was in my own hometown. So my mom is feeling a little bit better. To anybody who is concerned, and thank you so much for beautiful letters. But today I am in home studio of my really, really dearest friend Krzysztof Barcik, and I am here not because of friendship only. Krzysztof Barcik is one of the most known jazz, pop, classical guitarists. We know each other for almost 30 years, then obviously I'm saying the age of us, ours. Yes, we were studying in the same music academy in Katowice, in a pop and jazz department. We were touring a lot together, singing and playing on the same stage together. But today I am with Krzysztof, or Krzysiu Barcik, in studio, and also we have a wonderful friend of Krzysztof with us. His name is Mariusz Mocarski. Then again, I will say, hey, my guest, say hi. Krzysiu?
Hello, how are you?
Krzysztof Barcik. Hello, Mariusz Mocarski.
Hello, this is Mariusz.
And Mariusz Mocarski is a top drummer in Poland. We have so many really nice stories to tell to all of you. And we have music, of course, that we'll be playing. And I know everybody will be enjoying music the most. Okay, maybe Krzysiu, we are in Warsaw, we had great barbecue, okay, for last 10 days in my part of Poland, rain was going like crazy. Today I'm in Warsaw, we have nice weather, food was amazing, he was cooking, he was cooking, and his wife, and of course Mariusz Mocarski is also here, he's your guest, and he ate too, and he was teaching a little bit drum lesson to your son. Your son name is?
Mikołaj.
What do you think, Mariusz, how his son is playing? His son is almost 12 years old. This is one of the first lessons. Do you think he has talent?
Yes, I think absolutely he has a big talent for drums. He's been playing piano 5 years. Now he took some lessons from my colleague, drum teacher, and he's very interested in rock playing. We did some rudimental snare drums, basics, and I think...
What an endorsement for the future from Mikołaj. Mariusz Mocarski said, you have a future in this business. Then we will probably check with all of us, like maybe 7-8 years from now, and we'll see, maybe Mikołaj will give us a job, huh? What do you think? I'll be singing Krzysiu Barcik, his father, of course, great guitarist, he'll be playing guitar, and of course Mariusz will be playing drums with him too, because I'm not joking. Mariusz, I know that you have something important to tell to us. You are the official spokesperson for Roland V-Drums.
V-Drums.
Yeah, tell me how this happened.
I think I was asking about it from Roland Poland chief about being a kind of ambassador of electronic drums in Poland because of my connections with education, with professional pop playing, and with my connection about my connection with electronic drums sound. So I'm very happy. It's big honor to me to be a Polish ambassador. I play many demos in music school, during drum contest, in shop demos. I also recorded my a few videos about basic Roland drums. And also you can check on my webpage.
Your web page, can you tell us?
Yes, www.mariuszmocarski.pl.
Okay, well, I think we need to spell your name. M-A-R-I-U-S-Z. Mocarski, M-O-C-A-R-S-K-I. Okay, we know that we have very, very official, very important person for Roland V drums. And we have, of course, my Krzysiu, my lovely friend. Oh my gosh, Krzysiu, I'm so happy. We didn't see each other almost
too.
2 years. Tell us, Krzysiu, because I just know you so well and I want people to know everything about you. I know that so many newspapers are writing about you. I know you have almost 400 songs recorded. You have so many CDs. Tell me from the beginning, how old you were when you were playing guitar, when you started playing guitar?
I would say my life is pretty basic. I used to play for 30 years on a guitar.
Pretty basic.
And now I'm working as a composer and producer. I record the music for the music libraries. During the last 10 years, I recorded approximately about 300, 400 songs. And that's what I'm doing for a living.
Yes, I know it's not a bad living, I will say. Krzysiu is pretty successful businessman also. I just always loved him for that reason. You know, a lot of musicians just love to play. But life is also about making money and making family successful. And I will say Krzysiu lives pretty good life in Poland. And also Mariusz, they both are traveling a lot, they are used to good vacations, you know, and people don't understand maybe how Europe is moving forward. Yes, it's a lot of problems too, but really people who are smart and they have something to prove how good they are really doing very, very well. And, you know, of course, we can talk and talk. I know I would like people to first listen to the song. I know both of you played on this track, yes?
Right,
this is Alien Planet track, yes?
Alien Planet, yeah. It's my composition and Mariusz plays drums on this on this tune. And we have some friends of ours on the saxophone who plays saxophone? Wiesiu Wysocki.
Wiesiu Wysocki, this is instrumental.
This is instrumental.
Okay, and I understand that when it comes to style, this is a little fusion of jazz and pop?
Yeah,
jazz rock fusion.
Rock fusion. Whoa, okay. I had no chance to listen. I will be listening with our listeners together. Then I'm excited to hear Alien Planet. Thank you very much for this song. Yeah, I always like to know, how does this happen that one become musician? I know when I was 3-4 years old, I had older sister, we sang all the time. And my mama had beautiful voice, my dad had very nice voice, but they were not professional singers, they were just people who liked to sing. But I always knew, I was sleeping in a bed sometimes, and what can I say, we had tiny little radio, and I was always dreaming that I would be on a stage, and just I would be a singer. And many, many years ago, somehow, somewhere, with lots of work and luck, I just become a professional singer, and of course, education. We know a little bit about Krzysiu. Krzysiu just said, oh, look, one, 30 years later, he is just guitar player, very successful, and he will tell us a little bit more his road to success. But with you, Mariusz, how old you were when you start banging on a table or whatever, driving your mom crazy?
Yeah, I've been starting studying drums when I was 10.
Okay.
When I was 10, I studied in primary music school, music college. Then I decided to be a session musician. Mm-hmm. So I study classical also in music academy, Frédéric Chopin name.
In Warsaw, yes.
In Warsaw. Yes, so I studied all classical instruments like marimba, vibraphone, timpani,
wow,
snare drum.
It's a little bit different than in America, because you mentioned that you start, and Krzysiu too, and myself also, we were studying in two schools, yes, in the lower level of normal schooling, we were sharing with musical education for many, many years. And in high school, did you choose already only music school,
no,
or you still
no,
were going to two schools?
Still regular high school.
And Krzysiu, you too, yes? You had two schools, high school and high school music school?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of hours of studying,
yes.
Yes. Professionally trained students in age of 14, 16, 17, 18. We were really devoted to the plan that we will become professional musicians. Then you said after Warsaw, after you were playing in a pop and jazz and classical style, you were playing on
so classical. I had opportunity to play also with Polish National Symphony Orchestra.
Oh my gosh!
Few concerts.
You cannot forget that, the sound of classical orchestra and you playing.
The big orchestra, the big the Mahler pieces, and also the Polish composers under the Semkov, Penderecki, that was
big names.
Amazing, yes, amazing experience. Then I had to choose between a proposition from classical orchestra and between a pop act.
Yeah.
I think that was the pop, the playing pop was always my dream, and one of my dreams. And I chose playing with pop, with pop stars, with rock stars. And I like to stress that living in Warsaw was and still is a big opportunity to split it, to mixing, playing pop, rock with stars, also classical, also jazz event, also teaching on the highest level. So it's a great city.
And I will say I am so pleasantly surprised that driving with Krzysiu from a Polish train station to his house, that I saw the biggest names are playing right now in Poland, from Beyoncé, we had Paul McCartney is playing, Sting
Bon
is all
Jovi,
the time, Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
We really have like an almost invasion of American big stars into Eastern Europe, but Poland is one of the most liked, probably, country. We have great stadiums for hundreds of thousand people. Then I know we love music. I know we always knew everything was going on in music all around the world, but having all these artists right now here is very, very good stuff. And I know you play with the bestest of the best when it comes to Polish artists, Christopher also. And I know that so many years we all of us got trained, and we all found our loves in a way in the schools too. I happened that my first husband had nothing to do with music, but both of you chose wives who are a musician. Krzysiu, you need to tell a little bit about Małgorzata Barcik, about your wife. She is?
Małgorzata is a piano teacher. She plays piano very well.
Teaches choir. She's also teaching theory, music theory.
That's right. That's right. And she's vice president of private school of music in Tulejovec. And
also, it's amazing because you are almost 30 years with her. You know her maybe a little bit less, but it's a wonderful marriage. And your son is playing drums, and you have beautiful daughter, Aneta, who is a great singer. And I know that we will be listening to song that Mariusz and Krzysiu and Aneta are all involved with. And the song title is beautiful, My Dreams. We'll be listening in a moment because I want to go back to Mariusz and ask him, your wife also is a musician, and I know that you have some type of quartet. Can you tell us her name and what she's doing and what is the name of the quartet?
Yes, my wife Dorota is a cello player. She has a string quartet. They play classical concert, also kind of commercial events. And also Dorota is a first cello player in chamber orchestra Sinfonia Viva. They record many albums with pop acts for film, also for international composers and producers.
Wonderful.
So we have a very, very busy, colorful time together.
And you came with two of your beautiful daughters. Their names is Zosia.
Sofia, six years, and Kasia, 2 years.
2 years, and they both already like to sing. The smaller one was singing beautifully, and the older had already some nice success. Yes, she's winning some little awards in a competition for children's songs.
Yes, and also she willingly play on my drums, my V drums, with application for kids, friend jam kids. And also we had a great time together, enjoying drums and.
And I need to also tell listeners, when from time to time, I'm saying that my daughter Natasha, who is with me, she is a USC student. She also is studying music business. Then I don't know why I'm saying that. It's not, we are all very proud, but you know what? Just let people play music. Let's just make them love what we do. But music is very important, and I think keeps children out of the trouble and makes sometimes amazing music. Then Aneta, she's in Germany right now. She lives in Germany.
Yes, she lives in Hamburg. She was studying music as well, and she's involved in music. She's a singer, working as a composer. She's writing a composition as well and lyrics, and we have a chance to listen one of her songs. We recorded together. It happened approximately 5 years ago.
Is this her composition?
It's her composition.
Her lyrics?
Yes, that's right.
She speaks few languages, yes?
She speaks Polish, she speaks perfect German, English, and Arabic.
That's amazing and beautiful girl.
And Spanish, I forgot.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Anetka, if you hear us. Okay, then I think time for My Dreams, which obviously they are our dreams too, I hope. Aneta Barcik, Krzysztof Barcik, and Mariusz Mocarski. My Dreams. Song, and you know what, your solo after 4 minutes and something, I hope people just enjoyed. You are a great guitarist, and just song is really beautiful. I am here in Europe. I always love to travel. I was lucky to be singing in Mongolia, in Germany, in England. I was in America all over, of course, in Russia. I love to travel, but you know, I'm getting older. I also like to sit in home, or just I like to teach and compose music. I have my own home studio, then I'm going to record in the big studios. But all of us change a little bit. Krzysiu, you were the one who were always on the road. Krzysztof Barczyk again. Now you have this gorgeous home studio. You create great music. You make money being home and composing and selling your songs for movies, for commercials. And you are pretty, pretty happy when you are moving somewhere outside of the studio, mostly for vacation and in a pretty nice places. And you are dreaming to get older in Spain. That's your real dreams. I don't know if I can say to the world. But somehow I think you will do that. You know, I know Krzysztofer. If Krzysiu decides on something, will happen. Then tell us, Krzysiu, how did this happen that from guy who finished music academy and then we both were traveling so much? Tell me your travel schedule. You saw a lot.
Yeah. I hope that my dream will come true, and I will stay in Spain for a longer than vacation. I used to spend vacation on Canary Island. I love that place. Cool weather, nice sun, but that's true. I traveled a lot during my life, and during the last 10 years I stayed at home in my studio. I had a feeling that I've been looking for my place on the planet Earth. And after traveling around the world, I found that my place is here in Warsaw.
What countries did you see? And what country did you feel the most relaxed? Or you came back to Warsaw and you decided that music that you heard there really inspired you to produce another wonderful CDs? What country did you like the most?
I love Australia, I would say, and I like United States, which is a great country, big, huge country.
Okay, don't forget about Miami. What's happened in Miami?
Yeah, Miami, it's my favorite place as well, and I was studied there at the University of Miami School of Music, guitar department, and I had a position of teaching assistant there as well. It was great time, and I used to play with concert jazz band, University of Miami. We did some great concert, and it was my great pleasure to play with them. After that, I moved back to Poland, and we are here right now in my studio in Warsaw.
Wow. Now, you know, time passes by. You said that there's enough of traveling and you like to be in one place and create great stuff. And I agree with you. I think you tell us, okay, what about you? Because you still travel a lot and you are touring, I saw on a website. Krzysiu, what is your website? Okay, I come back to Krzysiu Barczyk. Tell us your website.
My website is www.kbarcik.com.
Yes, and of course we can find the website on my Facebook, Accent On. But Mariusz, your website we already gave up to people, but tell me your travels.
Yeah, also like Chris, I love traveling, spending time among other cultures, other people, other places. And also I had some connections with USA. A few years ago, I took 1 week intensive course in a famous drummers collective school in New York, which was a great, amazing experience. I had the opportunity to meet wonderful, famous drummers, since jazz to rock. Also, I had opportunity to play twice or three times with Polish stars for Polish community in Chicago, the Taste of Polonia Fest in Chicago, also in New York and New Jersey.
India?
India, yes. All Europe, Sweden, France, also with classical orchestra of rock. And I'd like to tell a little about two maybe quite interesting tours. First was in India a few years ago. I played in Bombay and Delhi.
Wow.
On International Jazz Festival. Very interesting, very big big differences between rich people, poor people, and between wonderful places. And also I played a few years ago on Lebanon for Polish militaries. We had tour with Polish singer, and we had the opportunity to fly with our president together. So
wow.
That was Christmas for Polish soldiers.
You will never forget this one for sure. Time for another song. This time we'll be listening to the song Moves.
The way she moves is so enchanting. The way she moves. The way she moves is so enchanting. The way she moves.
Song. I know this is something very hard, straight from the recording studio, and maybe this is even premiere, or maybe not. You will tell us. Krzysiu, can you tell us how you are producing songs like that? This is like chill, in chill style of chill, yes? Chill?
Chill out, kind of chill out, and it's going to be premiere
okay.
at this moment.
Oh, wow!
But the interesting thing is how I produce it and how I record it. So for this song, I purchased an vocal tracks from Black Octopus Sound. Thank you for great voices.
Vocals.
So for great vocals. And I just pick up some phrases, some lines, some vocal lines, which I like. And I add to that everything, like groove, rhythm, tempo, chords, style, climate, everything. It just it's like doing song from the other part, from the ending, I would say. So it's not that at first it's you got chords or melody. It's just the line of a vocal is the first thing, and then after that I'm adding some ideas for that, and that's how it happens, and we can hear it right now.
This is electronica, the best. Yeah, I had the pleasure to record for Sony Picture a loop library with my vocals, and I know that many of composers are using also my samples of my voice, but you are talking about lines that you can choose and create a melody around and create whole tune, whole song. And Moves is one of them, and this is the newest album, yes? How many tracks you have on the album?
It's going to be around 12 tracks.
Wow, and you both were involved in the recording of this album too?
No, it's just my work.
Just your work. Okay, now then let's say what's happened, what you are recording right now, Mariusz.
Yeah, now I recorded two albums with Polish pop stars, one with Krzysztof Kiliański, who is a kind of Polish James Taylor.
Wow. A
soft pop, brushes and
ballads.
Yeah. We'll be performing with Krzysztof in 2 weeks on Polish famous Opole Festival. Also, I recorded an album with Justyna Steczkowska, a Polish singer. I recorded lullabies. Mm. Also, I used some Roland samplers with sounds around the world, Indian sounds.
Oh, that's very interesting. And you're in the newest recording project, the newest one, you said, like, 1 month ago, it was with Gentleman, yes, who is like James Taylor, yes?
Yes, Polish James Taylor. Yes.
And that's wonderful. I don't think so. We have samples of that, or we do here?
We have.
Would you like to play something from this CD or something else? Let's choose another song. Time for another song.
Czekam znów, może z kilku prostych słów. Będę mógł odtworzyć choć uśmiech twój. Może wiesz, gdzie zgubiłem tamten wiersz. Chcę go zapamiętać, zanim odpłynie gdzieś. Nim czas znów pozwoli zapomnieć. że jutro będzie lepiej, że za tydzień wstanę z łóżka chętniej. Nie mów, że za miesiąc będzie cieplej. Minie rok i znowu będzie pięknie. Tylko gra, niepamięci cicha gra, mojej samotności ścieżki tak dobrze zna. Skoro ty spakowałaś swoje sny, nasze wczoraj spiszę na przyszłe dni, nim czas znowu pozwoli zapomnieć. Nie mów mi, że jutro będzie lepiej, że za tydzień wstanę z łóżka chętniej. Nie mów, że za miesiąc będzie cieplej. I znowu będzie pięknie. Choć łagodny czas sen nie tak kołysze nas, wciąż sypie w klepsy dry złoty piach. Nie mów mi, że jutro będzie lepiej, że za tydzień wstanę z łóżka chętniej. Za miesiąc będzie cieplej, minie rok i znowu będzie pięknie. Nie mów mi, że jutro będzie lepiej, że za tydzień wstanę z łóżka chętniej. Nie mów, że za miesiąc będzie cieplej.
Yes, we listen to Krzysztof Kijański song Don't Tell Me from his newest album Returns. I think after 7 years, yes, he recorded new album.
Yeah. After 7 years, the last album was platinum selling. We mean over 100,000 copies.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's really a lot. Now, congratulations. Yes, Krzysztof, you are doing something good in Poland. Congratulations for all of you. Krzysiu, how you would like to say bye-bye to our people, to our listeners? What you would like to say from Warsaw to all people in America, in LA, who listen to your music? Will you be coming to America soon?
No, I hope so. I would like to visit you in California again.
We need to record something together after 20-something years.
That's why it would be great to record, to do something together. I would like to visit the University of Miami.
I know they're selling you so many letters to me, and they try to invite you back, but you are too busy. What can I say?
Who knows?
Who knows? And Mariusz, what is your next trip, next hope, next dream?
My next trip will be strictly to USA. I think in November I'm going to percussion convention, biggest convention PAS in Indianapolis. So I think it will be a great meeting with over 8,000 percussionists.
Oh my gosh!
With 4 days with master classes, concerts, meetings, and for percussionists.
Thank you so much. This is straight from Warsaw, only for Accent on LA Talk Radio. Host Ilona Europa with
Mariusz Mocarski
and Krzysztof Barcik.
Thank you so much for listening.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.